Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Watch Tim Amy Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord, for the Lord is also worthy to be praised. This week, we will have our monthly gospel music concert. Non-stop music, praising the Lord. Praising all his name, for it is so worthy to be praised, praise, blessings to him. We will have our scripture for tonight, and then our prayer. Scripture for today is John 14 chapter, 1st through 7th verse. John 14 chapter, 1st through 7th verse. And it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that when I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and where ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." May God bless the readers, hearers of his word. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings stored upon us. We come to surely say thank you, thank you, thank you for waking up this morning, touch the thing of love, setting the right minds to the things you want us to do. Remind us that you are God and there is no other. Bless everyone here today and all of the world. Lord, forgive us of our sins, for all of us have been short of the King of your glory. Give us strength to go by all days, for we know not which next day, and give blessings all of the world. In your name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, it's time for our concert. Sit back, relax, and let the music go free mind to mind.
your mouth right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church.
I've finally learned, church.
I've learned to worship.
I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and pray you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For you. I'm living this moment. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. It was because grace and mercy came out.
my past, I was wrong.
Amen to the Lord. Old concert is just halfway. Oh, and we are giving some glory to God. We will start right now and do our scriptures of the week. These related with relationship. 1 Peter, 5th chapter, 6th, 7th verse. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Ephesians 4th chapter, 2nd, 3rd verse. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And we have Proverbs 13, chapter 10, 11 verse. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. Praise the Lord with his word. We'll continue with our concert. giving that praise, more praise to the Lord.
I've been in the storm. like a college feel.
I like engineering and building an empire.
Amen. Amen. To all those Christians out there, give honor to glory, for he has really been giving the good to us. All those songs make you open your eyes and say, thank you, Lord, thank you. As we end to our last song, I say, may God bless you and keep you. And our last song, always remember, that if you do, remember, where is your faith?
I heard a conversation the other day between two Christians. One was a backslider and he'd lost his faith in Christ. He began to tell the Christian about his experiences, and this is what he said. He said, I've been so sick, in and out of the hospital, just from one sickness to the other. And the Christian said, tell me about it. And as they talked, the backslider said, I don't even think I can get there. And the Christian said, where is your faith? I'm in trouble. I've got a case and I'm going to court next week. I don't have a good lawyer to plead my case. And I'm worried. Don't know which way to turn. The Christian said again, well, in your faith, you've got to learn how to trust me. Wanted to find something that would encourage the man. The man said, and now I've been sick so long, I've lost my job. Christian said, let's talk about it. The man said, well, since I've been out of work and been sick, all my bills are past due. Talking about. Where is your faith? Stretch out on your faith. Tell me where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? Somebody listening to me knew exactly what the man was going through. They kept on talking. Man said, and just laying around with the wrong crowd and getting out of the church, I picked up a bad habit. Christian said, well, tell me about it. He said, I think I'm hooked, and it doesn't seem like I can break free. The man said, don't you know God specializes? Where is your faith? Was determined to give that boy some faith and some courage. He said, well, my doctor bills have been so high from my sickness and my court case that I've run out of money. I I don't draw no social security. I'm not on welfare. And I'm down to my last dime. The Christians say that's when God wants to step in for you. Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Thank you.